Da-da.
Good evening, everybody. Hello, the Fakeologist speaking. It is 4/4/24 at 8:03 p.m. Toronto time in the evening. It's the Fakeologist show. And I hit the post again. That is the Lord's Prayer by Sister Janet Mead, and we did review her history in the past. And when you hear the Lord's Prayer, you know Frank can't be far behind. So Frank, how the heck are you tonight?
Very well, thank you, Tim. And you?
I'm well. Just before you came on, I called the great Marcus Allen on the Skypey.
Yeah.
Because most of his email addresses are no longer in service.
Uh-huh.
And I left a message.
No answer was a stern reply.
That is correct. The Skypey does betray that he was on Skype a couple days ago. It does betray that information to us. We can...
So you think you're receiving a message?
No, there's no message. I'm just telling you, he was on Skype in general. Doesn't mean he was trying to call anyone in our circles. I'm just saying he was on Skype. So I think he will get the message.
No, I'm saying, do you think you're getting a message if he's not responding?
Well, no, you mean tonight? Maybe he's busy.
Correct.
Yeah, I can't. If I don't hear from him this year, I think that'll be a message.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to apologize to a couple audiologists that the last two shows I accidentally had silence trimming on the recording. So I got one complaint. They said he couldn't listen to the show because he thought I sped it up. And I know I didn't speed it up, but I did realize that the silent parts were clipped out. So the pregnant pauses were removed, and that caused an audio disturbance. So I'm going to fix those. I'm going to recover some audio and repost the Fake Nukes Phil show and the Lynn or Tell show. Now, that's only audio only. If you were on the video platform, FakeoTube, you will not have been affected by that. So that's a show note. And what else do I got here? Let me just make sure the FakeoTube is up and running. So we can say hi to all those fine FakeoTubeologists and Lex Van Man One, hey, hey, back on the D Live. And of course, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter, and we're also on Odyssey. Nobody has ever been on Odyssey ever on the live stream, I believe.
Except for Homer.
Homer's Odyssey. Do you go to Odyssey at all?
No.
No.
Lex, if you want to call in, you're most welcome.
Are taking calls at 810-666-1984.
Otherwise, I'm just going to talk about going to see my cousin perform last night.
Oh, well, somebody please call in. No offense. Portal Complex, call in. Everyone call in. Just call in and say hi. You can call on Discord, Skypey, or the phone. And we'll take your calls. Now, if Marcus Allen calls in, everyone will be knocked off the line. Does that seem reasonable, Frank?
I can't comment. It's your show.
Well, no, it's your show too tonight. What say
yes,
you?
We'd certainly love to hear from Marcus Allen.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why do we want to hear from him? He'll probably want to know
because
why.
Because he's doing his... You know, he's very clever at marketing, and he knows that a little bit of absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Okay.
Abstinence makes the urge grow stronger.
Oh, nice. Well, I want to say thank you to a new donor that just came in at 3:33 p.m. today.
Now, what you mean a new donor. You don't mean a nude owner.
A new donor in her, and it's our old friend, Dookie Foot. Thank you, Dookie Foot.
Oh, wow.
What a fantastic... This guy's a great contributor, and he gave the 9/11 contribution, which with the fees, he topped it up at $9.80. So he covered the fees. So thank you so much, Dookie Foot.
Wow.
What a fantastic guy. So Dookie Foot is from Arkansas, and he does... what does he do? He... He calls into the audio chat. He donates. He calls into the show. It's fantastic. I really appreciate it. Well, thank you, Dookie Foot. I was getting a little worried that the donations were low. John the Beggar has left an audio message. And I'm going to bring that up, Frank, unless you want to say something else.
You do that. As I said, I've looked at the stats.
Hi, this is John the Beggar from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway. This is the second straight night I haven't been able to get into your show for the live stream. They keep telling me 404 error. John the Beggar saying goodbye. Bye.
That's tough.
What the hell is he talking about?
Hold time, 1 minute, 19 seconds.
John the Beggar, what is the problem? You got through.
I finally got through. I kept going different ways. I kept getting the 404 error.
Where? And I went. Where do you get a 404 error? Is that on the browser?
On my browser it comes up 404 when I punch the MP3 player with the kid, the picture of the kid at the disc jockey.
Okay. Okay.
I kept going around to different ways trying to get in, and finally I got in tonight.
Fake11.com/radio1, fake11.com/stream1. Those are two web pages that give the same result. They should.
Okay. Well, I went round the horn looking every which way in, and finally I got in just about 3 minutes ago.
Well, that's fantastic, John the Beggar. We wouldn't want to. Well, actually,
and you went round the horn because you are too big for the Panama Canal. Is that the story, John?
That's the story. I'm too big, way too much.
Okay. The other day, I forgot to turn the stream on, so that you would have figured that would have. I did turn it on halfway through the show, but that wasn't very good. So there's that as well. So I'm.
I wanted to get in to talk. I just wanted to say something that might be a little bit off topic.
Yeah.
I have a friend who took both the poison pokes.
Yeah.
And now he's getting severe allergies, and one of the allergies is only in his right eye. It just weeps all the time. It's really weird.
Mm. Well, yeah, I would. Is that an allergy, or is that the body expressing poison or whatever
that
means
might
possible?
Be that. He took these a few years ago and has stopped taking them now. I think I finally convinced him not to. I think he took about four of them.
Mm.
But, that eye, it's just weeping all the time on him. And his other eye isn't affected, and that's unusual if you have an allergy. And he's going to another specialist. His doctor said, oh, this is just an allergy. And he has to blow his nose all the time, and he's never had this bad of allergies, and he's in his 70s.
Well, I wouldn't even call it allergy. I would call it an expression of poisoning. The protein that was injected into his bloodstream is probably just trying to express itself anyway. It's trying to find any exit in the body it can, and the eyeball is probably a good one. I read somewhere that someone had red eye on an airplane somewhere in the United States, and I think they wanted to shut the airport down.
Oh, God.
I'm not even kidding. I think they were – the red eye is just – usually conjunctivitis, but whatever the case, I think they were saying it was the latest whatever virus.
Bird flu?
Whatever, yeah. You name the flu. It's crazy.
Well, you know, when it first started, it got me right away because these were all the people that were yelling about it were flu heads, people who are scared of the flu every year. They were the ones that, oh, my God, everyone's going to die. So when I see a flu head saying everyone's going to die, I think, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling.
Oh, no kidding, eh? Hey, who's all not be named? Hey, who's all not be named says best show on the Internet. Is he talking about this show, Frank?
He must be. I don't think these are the things that I don't doubt.
Yeah.
And you know, some things are clear and unambiguous, and that must be one of them.
All right. Any other technical issues tonight, John? Or we?
No, that was just it. And I finally got in to hear your show, and I'm very grateful for that. And is there any other subjects that you two guys wanted to talk about?
Well, one thing I do want to say, John the Beggar, as you know, I'm going to have to give my personal testimony. I treat my eyes by getting a small cup, say about the size of a an egg cup and peeing in it and putting that to my eye, to my eyes regularly. And that works for every ill that I've had.
Hold on.
Apparently, your urine has stem cells in it. Now, this is not medical advice, of course, but it might help your friend.
My urine has branch cells in it.
Branch cells.
That's bigger than a stem.
Okay. That, yeah, that is Frank, bigger than a stem.
Hold on, Frank. You pee in a cup and you hold and the urine up to your eye or you pour it in?
No, no. I say a cup that sort of fits into the socket of your eye.
Yeah.
And I put that to the eyeball and just hold it there and blink through it.
Oh, my God. I can't endorse that. I'm sorry.
I'm not asking you to endorse it. I'm just my personal testimony. I've been doing it for 15 years.
John, would you do that?
It depends. And if my friend's eye keeps getting worse, I'm going to suggest it to him as a possibility. But
now what I will tell you both,
water right next to it,
is that the first eye drops onto the market was a product called Murine, M-U-R-I-N-E.
Okay.
Yes.
And it was originally just urine that had been, you know, whatever they'd done to it. I think it's a chemical synthesis, but yeah.
The Frank, I was going to say urea joking, aren't you?
Boom, boom.
Stupid said that's called a golden shower. Okay.
Yeah.
Now Stupid's giving his fantasies.
I think that's a movie.
You know, in Vermont, they're using pee now to water certain farm fields.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually pasteurizing it before they put it on the field. And the people have in their composting toilets something like cardboard. You poop in there, pee in another hole, and you take out your poop and the cardboard. You grind that up and they put it in a bin. The worms eat that and turn it into worm droppings, and they throw that out in the field too.
Well, in my blog, I talk about one of the most stupid things that we do. Like, we fit all of our homes with these elaborate ceramic units with all the plumbing and all of that great stuff. We collect this very valuable nutrient, which has essentially all the phosphorus and all the nutrients that we get from the soil, and we collect it and then dispose of it in the ocean. It is madness. And then, of course, we run low of phosphate to mine. There is simply...
And then we take the sludge at the sewage plants
and we burn it. I think they burn it, don't they?
In Australia, some of it gets reused in agriculture, but I think a very small proportion. A whole new level of madness to carefully collect it and then.
Okay, how long until we get brown bins at the end of our driveway? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's what used to happen. Of course, in a lot of cities, certainly in Australia, in the older cities they have an alleyway between the block. Mm-hmm. Where those bins would go out, and they were collected by the night soil cart.
Really? Okay. Are we more advanced or less advanced now?
I think we have, every time we do something that is supposed to be a change for the benefit, for the best, it's worse. We've talked about this before, Tim. I'm a Luddite. Let's go back, not forward.
There used to be a book, website called Lunomatics or Lupomatics on the internet, and they had a book, and I never got it, but I wanted to. It was called The Great Chinese Poo and Pee Machine, and it was telling how the Chinese would recycle animal and human waste and use it to fertilize their land.
Yes. Yep.
Where on your blog, Frank, should we get that message that you were
talking about? I think it's called profligacy. Profligacy.
Profligacy, what does that mean?
Well, you just waste a lot of stuff for no reason. You know, the way we behave is nonsensical.
The sentences you just recited a few seconds ago are verbatim in this article. Do you have the first paragraph memorized?
Perhaps.
Why do we carefully collect all the urine and feces of every human in Europe, North America, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and presumably most of the rest of the world in beautifully crafted ceramic or stainless steel bowls connected to a massive plumbing system and then pump the incredibly valuable nutrient directly out to the ocean? Well, I'm sure you process it before you pump it into the ocean in Australia.
It is now, so it's probably updated. Although in Sydney,
yeah,
only up until quite recently, the stuff wasn't processed. And people that went swimming at Bondi Beach were said to be swimming through the motions, going through the motions.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Is that what going through the motions means? Or? Well, we did learn from Clockwork that the surfers, they when they're out on the surf, they don't come in to use the urine luck stalls. They do their business out there, and then they toss it around at each other in between. Yeah, we learned that on one of the last audio chat.
I missed that, but I'm glad that we're topical.
Yeah. Well, this conversation really has gone into the toilet.
You think?
Yes, it has. But, you know, really, off of that stuff, you could get methane gas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the whole situation is nonsensical, what's going on now. You know, when you think of the amount of effort that goes into dumb stuff,
yeah,
and the simple things that could make our life wonderful just don't occur.
There was a gentleman in India who was doing a program with poor people, trying to put poor people back out into the rural areas. And one thing they did was they collected all the animals' waste and all their waste, and they put it in a big container. Then they put this big thing on top of it that would lay on top of the poop, and it had a hole in the middle, and it would go up to a hose, and they would actually get methane gas off of it. And yeah, they would run their electricity. And eventually, at the end of the cycle, they'd have nothing but nitrogen at the bottom.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's interesting that the farmers in Australia, the beef farmers in Australia, are being made to sign a kind of an accord where they're going to do things to reduce the methane output of their animals, including eating some very strange additive to their feed to cut down their methane and build sheds. And
they're putting those pills Beano in there.
Beano. Is that what,
remember that? Beano, it stopped the gas.
Yeah, I've heard of Beano, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, we are really, really just, no wonder I think it's end times when I hear all this stuff going on.
John the Beggar, how do you know, do you get any alerts that the show is coming on? I want to remind our listeners of how to get alerts.
No, I just go by time. I'm usually I'm out of the shower about right now.
Right.
But tonight I got out early. And yeah.
Okay.
That's what I do. I look Sunday through Thursday for your show.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, if you wanted to get an alert and you have a cell phone, you could text the main line that you're calling in now, and we'll add you to the list, and you'll get a text alert.
Well, I don't text for the simple reason I have carpal tunnel, and I can't move my fingers that well. I'm getting rather old, too.
Okay. Well, otherwise, you have email. If you sign up at FACOtube.com.
I've got email. Yeah.
Okay. Well, FACOtube, you can sign up there to leave comments and get email alerts, or you could send me your email address at imatfakeologist.com, and I'll add you to the blog, and I send emails from the blog as well. So there's
okay,
that.
Okay, I could do that.
But just
now returning to the unfavorable topic, He Who Shall Not Be Named said, now the Chinese collect the urine separately and sell it off for products like eye drops. So there's more confirmation.
Okay, wow. Okay, that's amazing. We're learning a lot tonight. I guess we could just stick to this topic all night long if we wanted to.
But it'd be a rather anal topic.
Yeah, I do think we should inject some fakeologists.
Well, this is true analysis then, isn't it?
Analysis, yes. Mm-hmm.
Analysis, yeah.
Analysis.
That's for sure.
Analysis.
That's true.
Well, it all in.
I was looking at some Facebook posts from a friend, and he had Rachel Levine, the Surgeon General in the United States, and I always look and say, Richard or Rachel, I think they picked him because Richard would be Dick Levine, and that's what they're doing. They're throwing that in our face.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about that.
Absolutely. And what's that lady up in Canada? Oh, she's another one of them, isn't she?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We haven't heard from Mr. Tam, Mr. Teresa Tam. We have not heard that, but everything you're talking about will be hate speech very shortly if it isn't already. So just watch out.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Speaking the truth is a hateful thing.
Well, just speaking in a derogatory way towards people that identify as something other than what they are is just, that's treasonous, actually.
Well, I could then say that I was a chicken or a duck. And if someone looked at me funny, I could probably charge him with a crime.
Well, if you weren't wearing your feathers, I would say, yeah.
and on that basis, I recommend people listen to things like The Salty Straw Man and Know Your Rights and mm-hmm. Empowerment Solutions. So when, if you do get charged with these nonsensical things, that you know how to defend yourself against them.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give a shout out. Let me just look at, I want to tell people I have another blog. It's called shorts.fakeologist.com. And it's right here on the screen as I bring it up. And I put all things onto this blog that don't fit anywhere else, or I don't want to make any comments about. I just put it up there as a reference. So Uncle Vigilante, past a regular guest, was on a show a couple months ago that was just posted with Mike the Health Ranger and Adam Curry. And Adam Curry is one of my favorites. He's the podfather, and he has the best audio anywhere. And they did a show together, so I would recommend it. So I put a link at shorts.fakeologist.com if you want to get the link and listen. So there's that.
Now, I think we're beholden to at least read some of
you got some
of the comments. No, some of the blog comments from
Napoleon.
From Napoleon Wilson. So I'm looking through the latest one that hasn't got any there. So I've got to go to the next
one.
Well,
actually, Frank, you have to go to latest comments. There's a page on fakeologist.com called latest comments.
Okay, here we go.
Did you find latest comments?
I can't check for spam anymore. Ab, is that your doing or mine? You want to comment?
I don't know. I don't see that comment.
That was the latest comment from Napoleon Wilson.
Okay, maybe, I don't know. Okay, I'll have to look at that. I don't know. I changed some settings because I was trying to add a donor setting on the blog, so it may have affected that. Yeah, he made it his regular business to go through my spam to delete it or approve it. So I'll have to work on that. As soon as you fix one thing, you break another. Right. So there's that.
And then is another comment that he's done in regards to Fake Nukes Phil's last discussion. He's put a link to allreligionsareone.org.
Okay.
The Society for Psychical Research is an organization founded in 1982 by the Cecils, an alliance with the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. Like the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn and the Theosophical Society, it is an organization of secret service propagandists who use an image of spiritualist, occultist, or skeptic as cover that paved the way for the Luciferian New Age Church. The logo of the SPR is the Greek letter Psi, the trident of Neptune associated with the stage illusion, spirituality, psychic abilities, and is also the symbol of the wave function. The SPR conducted research on drugs, hypnosis, continued CIA mind control, projects with the Wizard of Oz and Alice in Wonderland. It's interesting. Isn't SPR also the call sign of the Roman army?
I don't know. John, let me let you go because you're a little noisy, unless you have something more to say.
Well, I just wanted to say that I don't think there are any organizations or movements out there that aren't controlled by somebody. I don't think anything's really organic, except maybe the people getting mad about the garbage not being collected on a certain day on your street. I think that they're all connected. You can even go to music business. that Joe Jackson and Berry Gordy were in a unit, a special unit in World War II. It was attached to military intelligence. Anyone in it had to have over 120 IQ, no exceptions. And they were black and white. They had separate barracks, but they were trying to get ready to mix the army because they were preparing for wars in the future. And Berry Gordy and Joe Jackson always said they never knew each other in the army. But many soldiers, black and white, in those units said they saw them talking together constantly. And there were rumors that they were performing at night for the officers and the intelligence personnel at a private area on their unit. And then after the war ends, Joe Jackson goes back home, and they were not hiring that many blacks to the steel mill, but he gets a job, and by his own admission, he got every overtime project there, and many of them were government projects. And then suddenly his family enters a contest and somebody gives a ton of money, and then he gets connected to Berry Gordy. And where did Berry Gordy get his money from? So I look at everything, literally everything, every cult, every religious sect like this. I view them all as being controlled. And I mean, you look even at the Mormon Church, Brigham Young. He came from the House of Bernadotte in Sweden, a royal house. I think you'll find connections to certain things everywhere.
Well, my view is the one put forward by my friend Dallas Goldbug, that George Washington and George III were the same guy.
Hmm.
If you look at their portraits, they're very similar.
Well, they're related, because everyone goes back to King John of England. All of our presidents do, and right. I'm quite sure that King George was, so he was a cousin.
Yeah.
So I would say at the very least they were related, probably within 3 or 4 degrees of kinship.
Hmm. So as I said, I think people, I think the idea that they're the same person is compelling when you look at the story of the madness of King George and so on. And there's another contributor to this site, his name is going to Paul B, that also has that view. And I think many others do as well. I don't think there's been anything but conspiracy for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
True. Mm-hmm. Very, very true. But like I say, they at the very least were probably close cousins.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've just even. Yeah. Okay. I'll let you guys go. I'll let you guys go. Okay. You asked for a call in, so I did.
John, you should also. John, consider joining the audio chat. Do you have a smartphone, or you said you don't have them?
No, I have a cell phone, but I'm on the landline.
But you have a computer as well, so consider joining our Discord. I think you would enjoy it. You have a lot to say. Okay. You have a lot to say. Okay. I think you'd enjoy it, actually.
Okay, I will look into that, my friend. So
Fake11.com/Discord. Fake11.com/Discord.
Can I just track a little bit of history before you go, John the Beggar? How long have you been responding to Fako or listening to Fakeologist.com?
Probably maybe a month, not even quite a month, probably. I think that was the first time I was on a month ago.
Really? Only a month? I thought it was longer.
No,
maybe it's 2 months. Maybe it's two. I mean, when you're disabled and you don't have a regular schedule, it's probably been closer to 2 or 3.
Okay.
So how did you only came across Fakeologist in the last few months is what you're saying?
No, I came across him years ago, and I looked at your site. You had many more pictures and other things, and I was interested in looking into who Saddam Hussein was, and I believe all the Arab rulers over there are descendants of the daughters of the Prophet Muhammad, that they have a ruling class like we do. That's all, you know, certain lineage.
Yeah.
And he's King Hussein of Jordan's cousin. We put him on the throne and everything like that. And when they had this guy who they put on trial and they allegedly hanged, Saddam Hussein's wife came over from Jordan, went in to see him, and then came out and said, "That's not my husband." I don't think it was.
I remember
now, whether he's still alive, heck, he might be living in Jordan. You never know. And I knew some people who live around me, they're Chaldeans, And they told me that his first three rings of security around him were Chaldean Christians. And the reason he wanted that is because Christians say you're supposed to support the government. And he trusted them. And that was the same way with his first three layers of servants. From a friend of mine, he knew some of them. They were all Christians. And they never saw they talk about Kusei, one of his sons, and his children being brats. They said they were nothing like that. They were real nice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting what you said about Christians too and the trusting the government and all that. That's very interesting.
Well, too, when they got the one guy, some of his relatives were his bodyguards. They were pretty good sized young men, and for a few days they thought, I'm being followed. And finally someone pulled in front of him. They showed him like ID and they into the car, and he said, I haven't done anything. They said, inside. So they just decided to step in. They were cool as a cucumber. They took him in and introduced him to Saddam Hussein, and he asked him to do that. And so they said, okay. But evidently they were testing him out to see what kind of a person he was. They probably followed him to church and everything else.
Well,
it's interesting.
So do you think Saddam was taken out or just given a pass out of the country? Yeah. Yeah.
Pass out of the country. And I think his sons, who were supposedly killed, got a pass out of the country too. And his wife was right over to Jordan. Every time they had a war, her and the daughters would go over to Jordan. And people would say, it's surprising. No, it isn't. They went to live with their cousins.
Yeah. And it's just next door.
Yeah, it's just next door.
It's like heading to Wisconsin. You know, it's just next door.
You just go across the border down to Ohio or Indiana or anywhere. And like I said, I believe that all their rulers are related to the daughters of the Prophet Muhammad. And I know that some of the people, the Muslims in Spain, when they were taken over, decided to convert. And some of them were royalty. And they were descendants of the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad. And some of them were sent into Europe to be married into families. Yeah. And some of them went into the Bavarian royalty. And that's why when the British monarchy comes to Jordan or anywhere else, they roll out the red carpet because they're their distant cousins.
Yeah.
And that's why, too, Bush was always greeted when he went over there and did business deals. And Bin Laden family really liked him. They were probably all cousins.
Yeah, interesting.
It all fits in with the that the serpent will snap at the heels of the seed of Eve, and the seed of Eve will stomp on the head of the seed of the serpent, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But like I said, I believe all of them are related one way or another. And I mean, it's not impossible because I know I'm related to the Philippines of France, and George Patton was a Philippi. And I understand the finance minister over there is a Philippi. And I believe the president, Macron, and the man who plays his wife, I believe they're Philippines also. So probably somehow I'm related to them.
John the Beggar, I love the way you talk.
Yeah, John.
The man that plays his wife. Great. Fantastic.
John, do you think you found us through a search or more random? I didn't think we ever showed up on searches.
I don't think so. I think I probably saw a link or something to you years ago, and I had looked at it, but I just put it away. And then I was starting to look at things and starting to question them even more. I think when I started to break down that the Kennedy assassination was bullshit,
yeah,
I started looking more into things. So that was one of the few things I hung on to.
Oh, nice. So you were slaughtering sacred cows. You were in a slaughtering sacred cows moment.
Yeah, it was, you know, he's an Irish Catholic like me, and, you know, he has to be right. And here he's just a bullshitter, too.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, you know, I even had that in my head because I knew some people who had connections through relatives to the mob. And I remember when it was rumored out that the mob had said from Teamsters Local, who did deliveries there to Palm Beach in Florida, where the Kennedys live, and claimed they saw him in a wheelchair out there. And they were very emphatic that it was true. And it probably was.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that either. Yeah, they don't even hide. They don't even hide.
No, they don't. And it's very easy. Put on a pair of sunglasses, go outside, change your hair. And if someone ever nails you for being that person, you can always say, well, he's a relative of mine. That's my third cousin, Joe, you know?
Oh, exactly. You can't get near them anyway with the Secret Service. So
you can't get near them even in the rich, rich neighborhoods. It's very difficult to. And most of the neighbors from one neighbor to another, they don't really associate like people do in a working class neighborhood.
Oh, even in working class, that's all gone too.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It is.
Neighbors are there to dob you in if you don't take your shots.
Yeah, that's true. Even Rob Ford, the so-called dead mayor of Toronto, there are people, delivery people, that they think they saw him too. So at his house.
Oh, he's still alive?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Why? Just because it's a lousy mayor and not a president doesn't mean they can't get some functionality out of these hoaxes. Think about
it. Oh, my goodness. The crack-smoking mayor of Toronto. Oh, God.
But that's probably just a, you know, I don't think these guys do anything like that.
Well, I don't think so.
They encourage us to do it, but they don't do it.
Yeah, I agree. He might have dealt it, but I doubt he used it. I think most dealers don't use their wares. They don't dip into the profits. So there were rumors back when they were in high school that they were dealers, but they didn't need to be because their dad was a rich conservative politician.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense, does it, really?
No, they didn't need to do that.
That they didn't need to, but they like to do it to get their own cash.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I've heard that Nancy Pelosi, her family back in Maryland, and her husband Pelosi out in California, their families were two of the biggest heroin importers.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But I don't think they do it for cash. At all. I mean, it's a benefit, but mostly they do it to, in my opinion, to hurt people.
To what people?
To hurt us. It's done. Oh, you know, because they, you know, on the seat of the serpent model, it's the seat of the serpent snapping at the heels of the seed of Eve. Just exactly as in the Testament.
Okay, John, thanks. Yeah, I think you can have your own show, John. You're full of information.
Yes, really enjoying your call-ins, John.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. And with that, I will give you both a fond farewell and good night.
Thank you, John. Okay, there goes John the Beggar from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway. Here's a voicemail from Erin. She leaves a voicemail.
Hi, I'm E. Angel from Minnesota. I was in the Tobin 01, and I agree with their dialogue. I hate feminism too, and I'm a woman. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. I don't know if you could understand that. We had an audio chat that we just posted from Wednesday with zero. It started off with, as usual, 01 and Toby. And I think 01, I didn't really listen to it yet, but 01 laid out quite the anti-feminist rant. And that raised the hackles from one person who said she had to turn it off. But there's another one, Erin, who said, turn it on. So we have opposing views on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that one, Frank.
I thought it was a couple of weeks ago that happened.
No, he did a very...
Another one.
Oh, yeah, it was a big one. Here's another voicemail from Erin. I don't know what she said here.
Hi, this is E. Angel from Minnesota calling, responding back to Candace Owens' debate. I think she is a deceiver. And happy Easter. Today is Sunday, the 31st of March. Have a great day. Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think, who does
she think is a deceiver?
Candace Owen, because we were talking to, who were we talking to there? Well, we played Mr. E's latest video on Candace Owen.
Yeah.
And he thinks she's just another Asian like Obama.
Yeah.
And he also thinks she's a he, or started off as a he. And he's part of the deception as well with this Daily Wire outfit that's trying to divide the people along the the Jewish or Israeli or Jewish slash Amalek. Doesn't Netanyahu call it Amalek, the people that oppose him? Or I don't know. I'm not into all that. So
does he? I haven't heard it. I haven't listened to Netanyahu much, I must admit. I've kind of switched off that.
Here's another one from Aaron. I don't know if we played this one either. This is 2 weeks ago. Boy, she's prolific.
Hey, good morning. My name's E. Angel, or Aaron Angel. I live in Minnesota, United States. And I'm just calling to say that I love Tony and 01, and I'm a nurse anesthetist with three daughters, and I'm a woman. And I listen every day for you guys to talk, and I love to hear the men talk. So there's nothing female antagonistic about the conversation at all. So anyways, I just wanted to put a discerning voice against the email that you received. I'm not sure who that's from, but I love Toby and 01. Sorry. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I like
that has been on before. That's an older.
Oh, that's an oldie but a goodie. Okay, so I got to archive these.
But obviously, Toby and 01 have a huge fan. Huge fan.
Yes, she's a big fan. Yeah. So good on you, Aaron. Thanks. So we played that one. I got an email from John W., and he said, I have just emailed Don Lester. See below. Big thank you for your Northern Tracy Memorial show that I watched on FacoTube. I think he might have been the one that turned me on to Northern Tracy. So that was a week ago last Sunday. So thank you for that.
How many, have you had many people watch that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked. I don't know if you can see the statistics yourself on FacoTube. I can check the view count on that and check it out. That was a while ago. We have a lot of videos, as you can see here on FacoTube. I'll just show the page here. I don't know. What do you think of the, did we talk about the crooked smile, you and I, back in the day?
Yeah. No, we didn't. I think it's a thing.
Yeah. Have you been looking?
Yeah, I do look. When I look at my own pictures, I see, you know, the. Yeah. I've noticed for a long time that my.
You're crooked? Face,
yeah. So down the middle of my face, if you.
Mm-hmm.
They're two quite different faces when you take, you know, one half and turn it into a full face.
Okay. Which way does your smile go up? You know?
Oh, I don't know that.
Okay, that video got about 900 views. That's pretty good. That's almost double the normal. So somebody must have posted somewhere. So thank you. And while I'm looking, Marcus Raybach got back to me because he blocked me on his BitChute channel, and I was very annoyed about that. And but he's kind of a strange guy. He says he's blocking all comments now. And you have to email him.
Okay.
And it brought me to thinking, what do I do? Because I post all my stuff on BitChute now, just as a backup. And I do have some antagonistic commenters. And occasionally I get to thinking, do I want to block these people? What do you think, Frank? Is it better to block antagonistic comments?
In my opinion, the only people that you need to block are the ones that are likely to cause your site to be pulled down.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes sense to, you know, protect your site from being pulled down, doesn't it? That does make sense.
But if it's just someone slamming me, I should leave it up?
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
I have asked one guy, why do you listen?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a hate listen. That's the real reason.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a listen, isn't it? They're still, you know, what are they going to do without you?
That's true.
It's interesting.
Now, this is my BitChute channel here. And the most watched view that I put up is September Clues, of course, and Sandy Hoax video. And, Steve from Spacebusters from 2 years and 2 months ago, that got 1,200 views. Wow. And Walker used to be a regular caller. He called a couple years ago, and that has quite a few views. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So if you want to check it out, FecoTube, or sorry, BitChute. I do like BitChute because it has the most lively commenters. Not all of the comments are good, but they're interesting.
And what's happening with your show on the people calling in with their injury stories?
Well, I'm not getting many injuries. So
well, that's good news, isn't it?
Well, I just don't think I've got the word out properly. I don't think people know how to reach me. I think it's a publicity problem more than anything, because I think unless no one's being injured or damaged by it. So,
well, I am. So I have the latest Victorian stats haven't come out, but the latest Australian stats have come out.
Okay.
And 2023 was 182,000 deaths.
Okay.
Which is and the year before was just under 191,000 deaths. But in 2020, it was only 161,000 deaths. So the graph, if you see it, I probably should share my screen. Let's do that. Let's share a screen.
So what is that? I worked that out as 0.7% death rate in Australia, but I'm guessing that is there 25 million people there?
Yeah, so I've actually worked out those things. I can show that graph as well. So I'll do that.
Okay.
Let me share that screen, as I said. And we want to look at the window.
Julie Rustico says hi. Hi, Julie. How are you, Julie? Thank you.
Hi, Julie Rustico.
Thank you for tuning
in. Okay,
so
if we have a look at the graph on the desk, now you've got something in the way of that thing that you've got the
I'll take that out. Okay, go ahead.
So if you have a look at the number of people dying each year, you see it was gradually creeping up, and then it kind of flattened out at about 160,000.
In what year?
So now we're in 20. So if you can see my mouse now, that's 2018. 2019, it went up and then fell down again back to 160,000. And then 2021 climbed. 22 climbed very high. It's still high now in 2023. And in terms of the rates, it is the actual death rate, which they use a thing called standardized death rate. But you can see, if I just expand that reasonably.
Yeah, that looks good.
Now, again, we're not saying these are real deaths. These are just the figures. For Dave Johnson, this is just the figures as told to us. You can see that the trend of the actual death rate in Australia is to fall. It had been falling. And it got massively reversed back. The actual death rate, I mean, that's the start of that graph is the year 2000. This death rate must be going back to the 1950s of well over 700 people per 100,000. And even in the year just gone, in 2023, it's still very high. It's still the highest for probably 50 years.
Okay, yeah.
So very, you know, they're the numbers. Yeah.
So you think it's coming back down to the baseline?
No, it's not. As far as I can tell, it looks like it's going to
stop there.
Stay at that higher rate now.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. And again, the fact that the baby boomers, this large cohort, is moving into their 80s, is that factored in?
Well, if you look at this number of the actual deaths per 100,000, as I've gotten there in that graph at the moment, remember that this, what we're seeing is there's ups and downs, but the overall rate is declining.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was no, there's nothing, the level of immigration is about the same. The, you know, that you wouldn't expect a sudden jump that you observed here. You wouldn't expect the sudden jump that you have observed here. I'll say that again. Let's start again. From the year 2000, you can see that there is a steady decline
right.
in the actual number of deaths.
Right, okay.
And then we've seen a very sudden jump since the introduction of
the vaccine. Jabs. Right.
Yep. And that is not explainable. There's no reason. The only thing that we can observe that took place as an event in Australia at that time was the introduction of jabbing. Because if it had anything to do with illness, we would have observed that in 2020, which we did not. In fact, 2020 was the lowest actual death rate in Australia's history.
Right. That's everyone was staying home and nothing was happening. There are no medical procedures. We talked about that. Yeah, I think we even talked about it back in the day.
Yeah, the iatrogenic effect. Yeah. I think it's probably saved thousands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the latest in the figures. And and if anyone's interested, I'll send all those figures to people.
Frank at fakeologist.com. Frank at fakeologist.com.
I can provide all the links. They're all ABS statistics and so on.
Yeah. I think Dave J wants the statistics sent directly to him.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Frank at fakeologist.com. That's your email. Did you get any emails this week?
I have. I've got something from a fellow looking for help with a fine that he didn't address. So we'll. I don't know if I can do anything, but we'll have a look.
Well, you're there to help. That's nice.
And I got Diana and is keeping me posted on a topic that's becoming very much in my mind is the idea that the Bible is true and that Jesus Christ has already had his second coming and that we've had a Christian kingdom and now we're in the time of the little season. Which is an idea, which, as I've said to other people before, is certainly accelerating in popularity.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you agree with it or disagree with it, I think everybody is going to come across this idea fairly rapidly. It is an idea which is growing as quickly as the flat Earth idea.
Okay, very good. And the FakeoTube chat is dead tonight. I don't see any action there, and we'll go over to the Fakeologist, FakeoTube rather, and it's got, looks like 22 people watching live. Thank you, and we've got 29 people on Twitter and 10 on YouTube. What is it about Twitter? Everyone loves Twitter to listen to the show, so that's really good. I don't see any Twitter people commenting. I know you can comment on Twitter, and it will show up here, so feel free to, flood the comments as certain people are flooding the comments with their stuff right now.
We haven't heard much from WTH lately, is it? Or what's her name? What's her face?
Well, she's on sabbatical. She moved to another house.
Uh-huh.
You're looking on the FakeoTube right now. What's her face? She's in the...
Yeah.
She's a cutie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And up at the top, these are Fakeologist shorts. It kind of... I had the guy implement these short videos and put them on the top just as a way of simulating TikTok. I'm not sure it's really been well subscribed to, but they are there. That's what this bar is, short little videos, but that's okay. I do implement certain things, and sometimes they take and sometimes they don't. For instance, the Telegram. I was almost thinking of shutting the Telegram because no one uses the Telegram at all. So I'm pretty sure I'll close the Fakeologist Telegram. Doesn't get much action at all.
Mm.
So there's that. I'm not sure anyone uses Telegram really. I don't think the young people do it, but who knows? Do you use Telegram?
I don't use it. I've got it on my phone and I see the stuff from Epic come in and a few other things, but I personally don't.
Yeah, the only guy that dumped stuff in my Telegram is Negantropic. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
And
it'd be great. Has he still got a website? Is he still posting regularly?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know he's on Telegram. He has a Telegram channel. I think that's what he uses to post. But I'm not sure either. He's sort of another fairly eccentric poster. And he goes way back. He did his own podcast.
I always used to find his stuff, very relevant and
yeah.
Yeah.
It was very different. And the other show note I will mention is that I forgot to put our chat up last week.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I screwed it up. I didn't put, sometimes I go too quickly and I get sidetracked. And I actually noticed that I didn't even categorize it properly. So that's why it didn't show up in the feed. Sometimes I rush off to go to sleep. So I'm going to fix that now. I just noticed that I didn't even upload the audio last week, but not too many people noticed. Or actually, sorry, that's tonight's show that I'm talking about. I'll be okay. No, last week I forgot to put up the audio chat, the audio file.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, one guy noticed. So thank you for that person. And the numbers just keep going up on Twitter. Got 33 people listening now. If anyone new wants to call in and say hi to Frank, you can. Let me show.
Or to Tim, you don't have to.
Yeah, you can call me anytime.
I'm not proud.
I'll bring up the Discord. A lot of people might want to see. This is our Discord. If you ever come over to Fakeologist, then you come over here. And this is where we have chats, audio chats, and there's some text chats in there. And as I've said many times, we have people that hang out over here and don't go to any other part of the Fakeologist site. And then we have people that don't come over to the Discord. So if you want something different, that's a Fakeologist sponsored area, come over to Discord. Just go to fake11.com/Discord and you will find us there. Another fun place to go.
I guess the thing I found interesting in the last week or 2 weeks is the I guess that people have come to the view that the bridge collapse and the story as given is another 9/11 rerun.
Yeah, and is it a dead story now or what?
Well, I haven't heard a thing. I haven't. It's not in the news here at all.
No, it's dead to me. I can't even say I'm interested in it anymore. I know Peggy Hall has spent much time on her BitChute channel talking about it, but I can't really even get enough interest to listen to her talk about it.
Mm.
And sometimes I think just the whole media fakery thing comes and goes in terms of interest. We've blown our energy on COVID for quite a while now. I think people are exhausted by it. Actually, they don't want to talk about it. And I think I put on shortstopfakeologist.com. If I can just go back to that stream or that blog. Yeah, this guy here who blocked me on BitChute as well, Bernard. another guy. Boy, it's hard to make a comment. I still watch some of his stuff.
Yeah.
And he was saying that his son is like him.
By the way, I enjoy him.
Yeah, he's good. He does a 6 or 7 minute video every day.
Yeah.
And but he doesn't have any tolerance for dissent, obviously. And he was saying his son brought up the whole some vaccine stories to his vaxxed friend, and they didn't want to hear about it. They likened it to getting information from a Jehovah's Witness. They were just tired of hearing about it. So I thought about that as well. I think it's almost like pushing your religion on people at this point.
Yes.
So I think if you, I think you just have to let people ask you questions and not push yourself and your views on them anymore. They're just sick of it. So that's what he said here.
Yeah.
I think you have you got to be super careful. It's just not worth it. So for sure it was a dividing. It was a divider. And let's talk to Diana.
Hold time, 54 seconds.
Well, let Diana close out the show because she's a donor and she's a friendly voice.
Hi, Ab. How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself, Diane?
I'm good. I get your email. So when you have a show come on, the email comes to me. I don't get a text, but the email gets sent out.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to send your phone number to get the text. So as long as you get one thing, that's good enough. I don't think you want three things at once.
No. How you doing, Frank?
I'm well, Diana. I am the people that you've linked me to, that you've sent me links to, I'm now.
Yeah.
I'm totally absorbed in their models now.
Me too. I listen to the Unexpected Cosmology at night. I fall asleep to it. I don't think you like him as much as you like Paul, right?
No, I do. I just haven't. No, I think the Unexpected Cosmology is great. I guess the only I think the thing I like about him is, if I've got it right, he's also a bit anti-Paul, biblical Paul.
He was, and then he's come around.
Oh, has he? I guess I'm still very suspicious of Paul.
Are you suspicious of Paul?
Yeah. No, I mean, sorry, Paul of the Bible I'm talking about.
That's what I know. That's what I'm saying. Suspicious. You question Paul. Do you think it's one person or lots of writers? Do you think like he gets credit for?
I guess my main view is that he. There's no second witness to his selection, and some of the things he says are just in direct contradiction to Christ.
I don't agree. I think he has like supernatural intelligence. They tasked him with explaining what the Trinity is, and that's probably the most difficult concept ever to explain to people.
As Dave J will tell you, I'm not a fan of the Trinity either. So there, it's very interesting.
Yeah, maybe that's why. But yeah. I love Paul, and he met Peter. It's in there where they. If you're looking for like a verification, I think he met with Peter like for 3 weeks or something. They talked, or I don't know. That's what it says in the Bible. So I don't remember where it is, but he, after like 3 years, they were all suspicious of him for a while, even when he was preaching for Jesus in the gospel. But then he met with Peter, and they spent like 3 weeks together, I think.
Mm. Yeah, I'm finding that the story of the idea that the second coming has taken place and that we're in this little season, I find that very, very an easy model to fit to our current circumstances.
Yeah, I do. And I find it interesting that not a lot of people... I guess maybe it's like a slow thing. Maybe it's like a slow burn. They think about it. They have to think about it for a while.
I think understanding conspiracy site is growing at an astonishing rate.
Yeah, and he just chit-chats and stuff. Like Unexpected Cosmology is more serious. You know, he's more like a pastor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate this talk, but we are at the 1 hour mark, guys. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings and whatnot.
The opportunity to come on, Tim.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling in, Diana.
Yeah. Good night, guys. Thank you for your work, Ab. Bye bye.
Oh, thank you so much for your donations and thanks for helping out and call into the audio chat. I think you can go on for a lot longer with Frank on that on the weekend too.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye.
All right, Frank. Good chat tonight. Thanks, yes, everyone, enjoyable. For joining in. Yeah, we didn't really have an agenda tonight. It was a no-agenda show, so I had a good time. We can always go over the blog and comments and take calls, even if we don't have something to talk about. And, yeah, I appreciate your regularity and your ability to keep a schedule. That's really good.
Well, it's obviously we've got the right diet.
Yeah. A salt diet.
To be regular.
Okay, well, we'll see you on the audio chats, Frank. On the weekend, perhaps? Another marathon?
Maybe, yeah.
All right. And okay. Frank at fakeologist.com and howtotakecareofyourpenis.wordpress.com. That's where you find Frank. Send him a message.
All right. Take care, everybody.
All right. Take care, Frank. And don't forget, guys, this is a value for value model. You pay whatever you think the show's worth. Dookie Foot thought it was worth $9.11 plus fees. We appreciate Dookie Foot and all the other donors at fakeologist.com/donate. Thank you so much for your donations. Thanks for the monthly donors. And don't forget, credit cards, Bitcoin, Monero, any number of ways to support the show. And we'll talk to you on the weekend with the audio chat, fake11.com/discord. That's where you can join our audio chats. Otherwise, we should be back Sunday with another edition of the Fakeologist Show. Have a good night.